Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
How's everyone today?
Good.
Nice to see some visitors today. Well, today there's a bit of a smorgasbord. That means a bit here, a bit there, a bit here. And trying to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, it's nice to allow yourself to be changed in what direction you're going. Because I heard a message a couple of weeks ago talking about a man of God, and you may or may not know that the reference to a man of God in the Bible is in the Bible 76 times. I wonder in Scottsdale if anyone's yet cried out, "Where will I find a man of God? Has anyone got any ideas?" Would anyone recognise you as a man or woman of God? Interesting thought. So I did a lot of work on that. It was quite interesting, but I think that must have been for me. Because when I read my reading this morning, it smacked me up the side of the head. So I thought, oh, well, maybe that's where we should go. Don't strike back. It's possible so far as it depends upon you, if possible, so far as it depends upon you, live peaceably with all. Who's ever wanted to, when someone's done something or said something and you want to arc up and you want to react rather than respond? I'll put my hand up and say, yep. Here we go. The Bible says, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you, in Ephesians. You say, but what they did to me was unfair, unkind and unwarranted. Has anyone ever experienced anything unfair, unkind and unwarranted? Just a little nod will help that you know that it's not just me. Yeah, very good. Exactly. And God feels the same way about some of the things you and I have done. Any attempt to avenge a wrong is a violation of God's word. That includes bad-mouthing them, giving them a silent treatment, making sarcastic remarks, refusing to help, and resorting to physical violence or verbal attacks. If you were hurt by someone at work, including taking company resources without authorization or applying workplace rules more stringently to the offending employer than others, or deliberately showing your pace to frustrate them, slowing your pace. If you were hurt by your spouse, it includes brooding, making them walk on eggshells, or withholding your love and affection. Paul writes, bless those who persecute you, bless those and do not curse them. Repay no one evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. It is possible so far as depends upon you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, vengeance is mine, and I will repay, says the Lord. Excuse me. Repaying evil for evil won't bring you satisfaction. Besides, you'll be considered that the person who hurt you... Have you considered the person that hurt you may have genuinely changed? Who's ever changed their position on anything? Who's ever thought they've been going down... We've been going down this way and sometimes you have... Thank you for your honesty, brother. Sometimes you have a revelation and think, oh, maybe that's not the right way. Sometimes for men it might be, listen to your wife. It might come as a revelation, but sometimes us men, not necessarily as good listeners as we could be sometimes. But I'm learning. I'm getting better, hopefully. What if God continued to hold your transgressions over your head Retaliation just destroys your peace and peace of mind because you know it displeases God. And so today, one thought for a prayer might be, Father, I release any desire to get even. I want to walk in your peace. Extend your grace and allow you to avenge all the wrong that's been done against me. Because the Word of God says, God's got our back. If God is for us, then what's the bit that comes after that? If God is for us, then what? You're not very convincing today. If God is for us, and so we're on the winning side. So if you're under the pump, if you've got some challenges that are coming your way, take a deep breath, suck it up, prince or princess, and just remember that God is on your side. You'll work it through. Our job is to keep it sweet. Our job is to turn the other cheek. And it's not easy sometimes in the midst of battle, because stuff happens. Stuff happens, especially if you let yourself get cranky sometimes, and you say things that you wish to sort of, you say something, oh, you could have sucked that back. But the damage of those words go on and causes difficulty. So be encouraged, brothers and sisters. We're all in the same boat. We all may have different oars that we're paddling, but hopefully we're heading in the direction of our Heavenly Father. And be encouraged. Don't give up. Fight the good fight. When the devil gets on your shoulder, remind him that he belongs under your feet. Don't listen, because that's what he wants to do to you. He wants to distract you. And so God bless, and I look forward to what Gregory has got to say to us today.